Hey everybody, it's such a joy for me to be with all of you today. Thank you so much for dropping by. Just want to declare that God has great things in store for you as well. Before I go into the message that I have in store for you today, I encourage you to connect with me through the various social media platforms that I'm available on. You can check out my content on Instagram. You can also connect with me through Facebook and Parler. You can also subscribe for daily inspirations through WhatsApp. And you can also get regular content on YouTube. Don't forget to get my books, both my first one, Who Am I?, which will help you understand your identity, as well as my second one, Unveil Your Purpose, which became a number one on Amazon, which will help you discover your purpose and to start walking in it as well. You can get more details at www.johngifter.com, and I encourage you to rate this podcast in the platform that you are listening to and also give a review so that it will boost and help reach more people. And thank you so much for listening, and do share it around with your friends and loved ones so that it will be a great blessing to them as well. Now let's go to the session that we have for today. I'm going to ask you a simple question. Why do you want what you want? Without a doubt, many of us are waiting upon the Lord for a miracle or a breakthrough, for a next season of your life, or maybe for a promotion and elevation, for your dreams to come to pass, or for God to make His promises become a reality, or anything under the sun. You're waiting upon the Lord and waiting and saying, God, just like you took Joseph to the palace, when will you take me to my palace? Just like you took David to the throne, when will you take me to my throne? Just like you took the children of Israel to the promised land, when will you take me to my promised land? Just like you took Esther to, you know, become the queen, when will you take me to a similar position in my life? Today you may be in a place where you're asking God for the miracle, the breakthrough, or anything under the sun, but my question to you is, why do you want God to do that? Why do you want that so badly? What is the real reason behind which you want the same? Because what I inferred is, many people think that when Joseph reached the palace, it was more like a Joseph reaching a place where he had nothing to do, or he reaching a place where it was just a, you know, fun and frolic and an happy ever after kind of a, you know, something like what we say as a fairy tale kind of a story. Oh wow, everything was wonderful in the end, and nothing for him to do. It was just like a vacation for him, or whether it's Esther, she was able to marry the king, so everything was settled in life, or anything under the sun. When you look at it in that context, what I understood is that many people do not realize that why you want your miracle really matters if you want God to really take you to your promised land. Because your heart matters. Because He doesn't want you to give you that just so that you can, you know, boast or just rest and just keep it for yourself, or just load yourself with riches, or for you to just go to that place where you're like, yeah, you know what, I just got it done for my life, or something like that. God doesn't bless us for ourselves. He blesses us so that we can be a greater blessing. Do you want your miracle just so that you can build your empire, or do you have a heart to build God's kingdom? When Joseph reached the palace, his intention was right. He didn't sit there on a vacation. He was there to serve the people. And in fact, when he was talking to his brothers, he said, you know what? What you meant for harm, God turned it for good. God is the one who brought me here so that today I will be able to save people. The reason God blesses you is so that you can save humanity who is now drenched in sin. And you have to give them the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the message of salvation, so that they can be saved and they can experience the gift of eternal life. That's the reason you need to ask God to take you to the palace, not just for you. Many people go to the palace, but because their intention is just for themselves, once God lifts them, once God elevates them, once God promotes them, they forget about their promises or their, you know, things for the Lord, and they just live all for themselves. Esther was about to make that mistake. She experienced God's favor out of so many people. She was chosen to become the next queen. But then there was an opportunity where she could use her position of influence to save her people. She almost missed that opportunity because she said, you know what if I'm, you know, get killed or something doesn't work out as planned and things like that. At that time, Mordecai had to remind her and say, what if God placed you here for such a time as this? So I want you to think about it. God gives you those promises, or God helps you to reach those levels of influence or promotion or elevation or platforms or things like that. But the question is, when you go there, would you be in a position where you would use it for the extension of God's kingdom? Would you be in a position where you would continue to use it to save people, share the gospel, or anything ultimately to be a greater blessing rather than just load yourself with the blessings? So today I want to leave this important word with all of us, that we introspect. Yes, you're praying and asking God for the miracle, the breakthrough and all of that, but why do you want it? Because why you want your miracle really, really matters if you want God to answer you and to give you the miracle that you've been praying and asking God for. And if you had any wrong intention regard to the same, thinking it was just for yourself, I'm sorry. Today, ask the Lord to heal you and set your heart in the right position where you can say, God, I want that miracle not for me. I want it so that I can use that platform to be a greater blessing. I want my business to prosper so that I can bless and support the work of the gospel. I want this particular opportunity to grow in a nice way so that I can use that platform for the extension of your kingdom. I just want everything surrounding you and your kingdom, and so that through it all I can make an impact and share the word of God with everybody. Can that be your heart? Is that your heart? I really hope it will, because when your heart is in the right place, God is looking at those who have that kind of a heart. But it's not about them. Joseph never showed that attitude when he reached the palace. He was still kind and good to his brothers. He didn't say, you know what, you guys did this to me, blah, blah, blah. He didn't do that. He was in a very humble, kind, compassionate place because his heart was in the right place. He was not loading with attitude or pride that he reached the palace. He was still serving when he was in the palace. Today, God is looking for those who have a heart and their motives are in the right place. Their intentions are in the right order. Only then you can experience that God will lift you, elevate you, promote you, and take you places you cannot go on your own. I want to remind you again, your gifts can open the doors for you. Like, you know, the gift of interpreting dreams opened the door for Joseph to reach the palace. It was the favor of God that opened the door for Esther to reach the palace. It was your gift and the favor of God that can open the doors. But then what really matters is when you get to the door, or when you actually see God take you into that room, or when God elevates you and promotes you and takes you to your promised land or your palace or anything under the sun. That's where the real test comes. Are you going to use it just for yourself, or are you going to use it for the one who opened the door for you? Almighty God, God bless you. I hope you were blessed, encouraged, and edified by the message that you just listened to. I encourage you to connect with me to the various social media platforms. I'm available on Instagram, Parler, and Facebook. You can also check out my regular content on YouTube. And I encourage you to get my books, both Who Am I, as well as my latest one, which became a number one on Amazon, Unveil Your Purpose. I'm sure these books will be a great blessing to you as well. Please do leave a rating and review this podcast in the platform that you're listening to. Share this around with a friend and a loved one. I'm sure it will bless them as well and also help us reach more people with the good news of Jesus Christ as well. Do check out other content on the podcast platform. And if you're led to support us financially or you would like to connect with me, you can also check out the details in the description with regard to my PayPal account. And also, if you are led to invite me to share the word in any other platform, you can do so by connecting with me either through the website or through any other means like the social media platforms as well. Thank you so much for dropping by, and I'll see you next time. If you want to get more details, check out my website, www.johngifter.com.